Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We really, as a congregation, just experienced the most powerful Yom Kippur event, service. Jesus said, when the house is swept clean, that the enemy will come and try to fill it back up seven times worse.
作为圣会的我们，刚刚经历了大有能力的赎罪日聚会。那么耶稣基督提醒我们，当一个房子打扫干净之后，如果空着，仇敌会带着七个更恶的鬼回来居住，那么这个房子后来的状况就比先前还糟了。
So I'm sure since our wonderful Tuesday celebration and then the beautiful fast, that you may have had a few visitors in your head.
所以我想在赎罪日的聚会以及禁食之后，你的脑子也许会出现一些奇奇怪怪的想法。
And that's normal, and we just cast them out in the name of Jesus.
这个现象是正常的，我们只要奉耶稣基督的名去驱逐这些奇怪的想法。
So I want to talk to you about restoring the tabernacle of David, and I'm going to share it with what the Lord, this will be like phase one, and then Sunday at 6 at the Feast of Tabernacles, I'll go more into it with more of a prophetic, but I want to get down to some of the basic things because we need to get emotionally settled before Sunday.
那比如说今天我要跟你谈一下恢复大卫的帐幕，这是在进入祝棚节之前，我要先给你一些先知性的启示，为你打基础，使你的心为祝棚节领受更多的启示，做好准备。
You didn't hear me. We need to be emotionally settled before Sunday. So in the Hebrew means that your emotions are probably going to go all over the place to try to keep you out from getting underneath these hoopas on Sunday.
芭比说，我更进一步的解释，就是在祝棚节之前，我们要将自己的心预备好，因为在祝棚节之前，你的心可能会很受搅扰到你没有办法在祝棚节的时候屈膝在圣堂的棚子之下。
So we're going to start in the book of Acts. And I'm going to take a little bit of time because we need some reminders.
首先我们要从使徒行传开始。在这里我会花一些时间，因为我们需要一些提醒。
I'm going to be in Acts 15, 13 through 16 to start. And understand this is right after the Jerusalem councils.
我们要从使徒行传的15:13-16开始，而这个场景就发生在耶路撒冷会议之后。
Church is new, it has leadership, and all the leadership are apostolic Jews.
我们知道这个时候教会还很幼嫩，那么它的领导阶层都是身为犹太人的使徒们。
Think about it, it's all apostolic Jews. It's people who knew and understood Torah, that were already following the feast, circumcised Jews.
那我们要知道，所谓犹太人的使徒，就是这些人都是有受割礼，熟悉妥拉，并且已经守神的节期的这些人。
They're leading this, and now they're having to minister to these non-Jews, the Goyim or the Gentiles.
这些人就是当时初代教会的领袖们，那么他们要带领这群外邦人的信徒。
They're ministering to them, and they have not come through the lifestyle that the Jews have come, and now they're having a council, and in that council they're saying, well, how much of what we understand do they need to do in order to be part of us?
那么当这些犹太人的使徒领袖们要服侍这群外邦信徒的时候，他们考量这些外邦信徒的生活方式和形态与他们完全不一样，所以这些外邦信徒要做什么才能够成为他们当中的一份子呢？
So you have to understand that most of the things you're being taught and prophesied to right now are not coming through that filter.
所以你们要明白的一件事情，就是现在许多你们被教导或者是你要向着他发预言的与当时初代教会这些犹太人使徒们，他们的背景和想法都是不一样的。
There's very few apostolic Jewish leaders who are actually ministering through that filter.
很少有使徒性的犹太领袖是用这样子的背景跟眼光来运作的。
Just making a point because what I'm the revelation I'm going to give you is crucial to 5783 and why Sunday and that whole week is so important.
我要提出这一点是因为接下来这个启示对于5783年以及从周日日落之后开始的七天祝棚节节期是至关重要的。
So in Acts 15:13, after they've done this council, and I don't want to discuss like that situation right now, but basically,
拉比说，我们从使徒行传十五章十三节开始来看，这是在耶路撒冷会议之后所说的话。在此，我们就不详述耶路撒冷会议。
Basically, what they're saying is.We're not going to require some of the things that were required by us, even though we're going to continue on. Some of these things they're not going to have to do.
这些犹太的使徒领袖们，他们决定，虽然在我们的传统上面，很多事情我们会继续要求自己这样做，但是我们不会这样子去要求外邦的信徒。
Because the circumcision is of the heart, not of the flesh.
比如大家争论的，外邦信徒需不需要在身体受割礼？那么这些使徒领袖就决定，重要的是心里受割礼，而不是身体受割礼。所以外邦的信徒进入这个信仰，不需要受身体的割礼。
They give a very small thing about not strangulating and eating blood and that, and it says basically that's if they can just restrain from that and sexual immorality, they can be a part of us.
但是使徒就提了一些事情，就是吩咐这些外邦的信徒要禁戒偶像的污秽、奸淫，并勒死的牲畜和血。
That they can't have multiple wives and that stuff.
包括要禁戒多妻制这样子之类的事。
After that is where we start our text, and it says, and after they became silent, meaning that they quit.Trying to explain everything away based off what they wanted.
所以我们来看第十三节，一开始他就说他们住了神，这意味着他们不再试图根据他们想要的东西来解释一切。
After they became silent, James, men and brethren, listen to me.
所以在他们住了神之后，雅各就说：“诸位弟兄，请听我的话。”方才西门述说神当初怎样眷顾外邦人，从他们中间选取百姓归自己的名下。
Why am I mentioning that to you? Why is this where we're starting in the text?
拉比说为什么我要跟你们提这些呢？
Because the emotions that you're battling right now is because you're going through a spiritual sanctification of Kadosh. You are being separated.Unto God.
因为你现在心里所受的搅扰和征战，也就是你正在经历神以他的 Kadosh, 以他的圣洁将你分别为圣，你正在被分别为圣归给神。
Anytime you separate from stuff, if you don't cut the soul ties with it, it's no different than if you start to fast, probably one of the first things, if you eat sugar, the carbs were probably kicking in, and then that sugar was kicking in. Listen, I really, it's knocking at the door, I'm craving it. And what happens, though, with things that are removed from your life that are issues, sin, they'll come knocking back with cravings.
当我们被分别的时候，我们要砍断我们与不圣洁的事情，也就是与罪的混结。拉比就提到，这无异于我们在进食的时候，如果我们很喜欢吃碳水化合物，那我们身体第一个渴望的就是糖类的东西或者是淀粉类的东西。所以当你要被分别，你生命中有一些罪要被除去的时候，它反而好像会被放大一样，在你的门口一直敲门，让你反而非常的难以抗拒。接着拉比就提到，孩童们他们有所谓的分离焦虑，而成人也会有分离焦虑的。那么当孩童有分离焦虑的时候，即便他的环境没有改变，他的安全也无虞，但是他的想象力当中会促使他觉得不好的事情要发生了。
What the Lord told me to look at, he said, because he says, my body is going through separation anxiety because I've marked them for my people.
他比如说，因为我在基督肢体当中为某些人做了记号，分别他们，所以这些人现在可能也有分离焦虑。
And when separation anxiety comes, children don't want to leave the house. They want to just stay home because they're afraid. And the depression comes.
分离焦虑在孩童身上的现象就是，他们不想离开家，因为他们感觉到害怕、不开心还有沮丧。
Some of you are battling those things.
拉比说，你们当中某些人也正有这样的困扰。
I'll tell you where it's coming from.
我要告诉你们，你的分离焦虑是从哪里来的。
Coming from a spirit of Jezebel, who saw you marked recently of God for Acts 15.
这是从耶洗别的灵来的，因为他看到神最近为了使徒行传十五章的目的，在你身上做了记号，将你分别。
She's marking you, person, a spirit, maybe used by a person, has marked you to steal.Your call from being separated unto the Lord.
这个耶洗别的灵看到你被神做了记号，所以他现在也在你身上做一个记号，要来偷窃毁坏神给你的呼召，也就是他要使你不能被分别去执行你的任务。耶洗别的灵不是属血气的，但是他也可能透过人来彰显。
The battle going on for your soul.
这就是你被主分别之后，你心思面临的战场。
Simon, Shimon has declared how God at the first visited the Gentiles to what? Take out. He's taking you out of your culture into his culture.
第十四节，我们看到西门述说神当初怎样眷顾外邦人，从他们中间把百姓分别出来归于他自己的名下，也就是把你从你的文化背景当中分别出来。进入神的文化背景中。
That's what was happening to these Gentiles.
这就是发生在当时这些外邦信徒身上的事。
They just had the Tor Jerusalem Council. They had all the council. They discussed what are we going to do. And basically they said, listen, they still have to keep the Shabbat and the feast. But some of the dietary things and the circumcision, no.
这个文化就是之前在耶路撒冷会议的时候，这些犹太人的使徒领袖们他们所做的决定，就是外邦信徒仍然要守安息日以及守神的节期。但是至于身体的割礼，还有犹太人对食物的限制，外邦信徒就不用了。
Being taken out because why he wants to put his name on them. With this, the words of the prophets agree.Because the words of the prophet said the strangers would be grafted in.
为什么要这样子呢？因为神要把他的名字写在这些外邦信徒的上面。六节他说，正如经上所写，是指先知书上先知们预言这些外邦人会被嫁接回来，与神的选民成为同一群。
After this, here's the key. This is where I'm going, and I want this to go deep down inside you. Is after this.I will return and will rebuild the tabernacle of David.
十六节这里，正如经上所写，此后，拉比说你要仔细听了，因为这是我的重点。我希望这个重点深深地进入你的心里。
After this, I will return and will rebuild the tabernacle of David.
他说，此后我要回来，重新修造大卫倒塌的帐幕。
So there is no rebuilding of the tabernacle of David until the salvation of the Gentiles.
意思就是说，没有救恩临到外邦人，就不会有重修大卫倒塌帐幕的发生。
So it's about one new man.
所以关乎的就是一个新人。
After this, I will return and rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will...Set it up.
此后我要回来，重新修造大卫倒塌的帐幕，把那破坏的重新修造建立起来。
It's a little bit more sense about Sid Roth was interviewing that Rabbi Felix, and he talked about the number in the Tanakh. I don't remember. I wasn't prepared for this, but it lined up with the scripture of 10 Gentiles will hang on the sleeve of one Jew.
那比如说我要提一下，在这是超自然的主持人席德罗斯访问腓力拉比的时候，腓力拉比提到在犹太教正统版本的希伯来文圣经 Tanakh 当中有一些数字对应到撒迦利亚书八章二十三节，万军之耶和华如此说，在那些日子必有十个人从列国诸族中出来，拉住一个犹太人的衣襟，说我们要与你同去，因为我们听见神与你们同在了。
It lined up to that scripture. That makes sense with this, because what this is saying is that if I'm going to rebuild the tabernacle of David, I will do it on the foundation of one new man.
那么那节经文与使徒行传十五章这里我们所提到的是磨合的，因为基本上神要表达的是我要用一个新人这样身份的信徒来重修大卫倒塌的帐幕。
It's interesting, as a Jewish leader, next week will be my 33rd year born again.
拉比说，有意思的是，我身为犹太人，作为信徒的领袖，下一周就是我重生得救33年。
It really hit me when I started looking at these numbers.
所以当我得到这些启示的时候，我特别的留意。
Acts 15:17-19, why does he do this? Why would he give a vision to us of taking our message, one new man, into the seven mountains of influence?
在我们看第十七节开始到第十九节的时候，拉比问我们，你们觉得神为什么要我们把一个新人这样的信息带到七个山头上去？
Empowering apostolic leaders in all the seven mountains.
并要以此赋予七个山头上使徒领袖他们的能力。
It says right here,
这里说得很清楚。
That when he restores the tabernacle of David so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord.
在十七节，叫剩余的人，就是凡称为我名下的外邦人，都寻求主。
An overcoming breaker anointing.
这是一个得胜的突破者恩膏。
Even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who does this thing, known to God, from eternity, and all his works. Therefore, I judge that we should not trouble those amongst the Gentiles who are turning to God.
所以叫余剩的人，就是凡称为我名下的外邦人，都寻求主。这个话是从创世以来。显明这事是主说的，所以雅各接着说，所以据我的意见，我们不可以难为那些归服神的外邦人。
What he's saying there basically is we're not going to trouble them with all the legalism of the Judaism, but we're just going to allow them to be grafted in, but we're still leading this thing.
这些使徒领袖的意思是，我们不会以犹太教当中每一个教条来规定这些外邦的信徒，但是我们接纳他们成为我们当中的一份子，并且以这些核心价值以及信仰文化来带领初代教会。
And that's the problem, is the leadership in the body of Christ as a whole has no understanding of what I'm saying right now.
拉比说，但是问题是，现在全体基督肢体，也就是教会，并不明白我所说的这些概念。
Trying to fix it, I'm just saying that you can go ahead and decree all you want about the restored tabernacle of David, but God's doing it on his time clock, but it will be according to his patterns.
对于你们目前的盲点，我不会试图去解决它，但是我要提醒有这样现象的基督肢体，你们尽管继续的去声明你们要重修大卫倒塌帐幕的宣言，但是神要用他自己的方法以及他所定的时间来做成这件事。
He's Malachi 3:6. He says, I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, O Jacob, you are not destroyed.
马拉基书三章六节说得很清楚，耶和华神是不会改变的，所以雅各之子，你们没有灭亡。
So, I'm just wanting to share with you that that's one scripture, but in Revelations 3:7-8, it says,
除了这节经文，还有启示录的三章七到八节，这里说
：To the angel of the church of Philadelphia, you know, he's speaking to all the churches, but he's speaking to the church of brotherly love. He writes,
他说你要写信给腓拉铁菲教会。你可以说他是对所有教会说的，但这里特别是给有信徒之爱的教会。他说
These things says he who is holy. So holy means to be separated. That's what happened with these Jews and these Gentiles. They're being separated into a different cultural lifestyle.
首先他说那圣洁，提到圣洁就是指被分别。就像刚刚我们读到使徒行传十五章，在初代教会，这些犹太人和外邦信徒，他们被分别，活出不同文化的生活模式。
I say this, they have a different value system in regards to sanctification and consecration.
拉比说，或者我这样说，就是他们被洁净分别之后，他们有了不同的价值系统。
There's just things we don't do. They have very little to do with what you put into your life and into your mouth. It's not what you eat, it's what comes out. It's the issues of the heart.
有些事情他们就是不会去做。别人对他们的评价不太会影响他们，因为吃进去的不能够误会人心，所以他们更在乎的是从他们口中所说出来的话。因为心里充满的，口里就说出来，所以关乎的是心。
These things says he who is holy, he who is true, because the truth is what sets people free.
所以在圣洁之后就是真理，那么只有真理能够释放人得自由。
The reason people fight is because it's a lie. You always have to defend a lie with a fight.
人们为什么会起争论？因为是谎言。当人们说谎之后，总是会用争论来维护他们的谎言。
But then it says, he who has the key of David. I'll go into that in a minute.
接着他说，拿着大卫的钥匙。拉比说，我们马上就会进到这个主题。
But he who has the key of David.So if you have the key of David, then you have the key to the tabernacle of David.
这里提到大卫的钥匙。当你有了大卫的钥匙，你才能够到大卫的帐幕。
You can't have the tabernacle of David not understand the key of David.
你不能想要重修大卫的帐幕，但是你却不了解大卫的钥匙。
You don't have the tabernacle of David without the authority of the key of David.
没有大卫钥匙的权柄。你没有办法做跟大卫帐幕有关的事。
They're one and the same. Not literally, but it's the same principle.
这两者是一样的，不是说他们是同样一件事，而是他们有共同一个原则。
He who opens, no one shuts, and shuts, and no one opens.
这拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开。
He says, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door.
他说看哪、啊、我在你的面前给你一个敞开的门。
What he's doing on Sunday at 6 p.m. Central here under these hoopas is he is presenting you an open door. Thus saith the Lord.
主说在这次5783年大卫之家祝棚节的聚会当中，他要在大卫之家圣堂的棚子下给你一个敞开的门。
Believe it's an open door like no other open door. And I've had, listen, I've been around the prophetic movement for now 33 years as of Sunday. And very seldom do we all come into agreement, but so many of us are coming into agreement that this Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot, is going to be the open door.
拉比说我相信这个敞开的门是前所未有的。听着，到今年祝棚节的时候，我在这个先知性的领域就已经运作33年了。不是每一次先知性的预言都会得到大部分先知的认同，但是这一次大部分的先知都同意这一次的祝棚节是一个敞开的门。
You should expect the enemy is going to do everything he can to try to close the door so that you don't go through.
所以你也可以想见得到，仇敌会想尽办法阻止你走进这个敞开的门。
Be wise of the serpent.
你要灵巧如蛇。
Says I know your works. There's an open door.
所以主说，我知道你的行为，在你的面前，我要给你一个敞开的门。
For you have little strength.
你略有一点力量。
The fact that you're being separated is because you're of little strength, but you need to make peace with the fact that you have little strength, because the Lord knows if he wouldn't have worn you out, you wouldn't be here.
你会被分别出来是因为你只有一点力量了。你必须接受你只剩下一点力量的事实。因为主知道，如果他不让你到一个地步，就是你只剩下一点力量了，你就不会在这里。
You're here on a Friday night, in a church, even though this is a one new man embassy, but I'm saying you're here, you're watching online because there's something wrong with you.
那比如说在安息日的时候你会在这个教会，那事实上我们是被称作一个新人的大使馆，然后网络上的家人会透过网络参与直播或者是收听语音，是因为你这个人有点不对劲。
You're not like everybody else. You've been separated. You're worn out, and all you want is him.
你跟别人不太一样，你只剩下一点点力量了。你被神分别出来，因为你所要的只是神。
You wouldn't be that way if you were in your strength.
但是如果你靠你自己的力量，你不会走到这一步的。
So you need to make peace with that, understanding that from Sunday to Sunday, he's going to renew your strength.
所以你要接受，从5783年祝棚节的一开始，也就是周日黄昏之后，到下一个周日日落之前，在这七天祝棚节的节期当中，神要恢复你的力量。
That as you rise up, you'll rise up as on wings of eagles.
你会兴起，你会如鹰展翅上腾。
Problem is, and I just speak to you as a mentor and a father, is don't make major decisions when you're weak and beat up.
那比如说，作为你的属灵父亲，我要给你一个建议，就是当你软弱、没有力量、被打倒的时候，你不要去做重大的决定。
That's not the time to make major choices. Why don't you wait until you get into that strength part and then ask the Lord?
在你软弱没有力量的时候，不要去做重大的决定。你可以等到给力的阶段，你再去求问神。
Because it's interesting how once the strength is renewed, the things you were concerned about 2 weeks ago all of a sudden don't matter.
因为当你力气恢复的时候，可能两周之前你所困扰的事情已经不重要了。
So it says, you're of little strength, but you've kept my word, and you have not denied my name.
所以第八节这里，主说，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。
Well, you need to meditate on that one just a little bit. That's between you and the Lord.
那比如说，关于这点，你要自己好好的想一想，这是你跟神之间的。
I can tell you this, the only reason I haven't denied his name, and I'm just speaking for me, I'm just confessing before you, and the only reason I haven't quit is because of him.
那拉比说，我要向你们坦白，我可以坚持到现在，并没有退后，完全是因为神。
I'll tell you right now, it's not like, oh yeah, I've got good stamina. Yeah, my mother was an Olympian and I had DNA and this. No, 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 no.By the grace of God, I didn't quit.
拉比说，我不会告诉你说我可以坚持下来，是因为我有一个参加奥林匹克运动比赛的母亲，所以我有这个坚持的遗传。不是的，我能够坚持下来，完全是因为神的恩典。
So he's got us in this condition, and there are literally millions of us, a remnant.
所以神让我们走到这样子只有一点力量的地步，而不光是我们，在这个圣堂之外，有数以百万神的余民。
Revelation 3:9 says, Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but they lie.
九节这里说，那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎的。
Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you.
我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。
Well, who is these people? No one wants to, you know, write commentary or say this, but in my season, I'm going to tell you who they are.
那么第九节是说谁呢？可能没有人愿意明明地指出他们是谁，但是在这个季节，我要告诉你他们是谁。
They are the replacement theologists.
他们就是这些有取代神学的人。
They are the ones who think they're Jews because the Lord's no longer for the Jews. He's now only for the church. He's replaced them.
这些人认为他们自己就是犹太人，因为神已经弃绝了犹太人，选择了教会。所以有觉得自己已经取代犹太人的教会和信徒，就是第九节所指的这些人。
And the Lord says they're going to end up having to come back to the one new man, Why? Because it's the truth.
这些人终究要走进一个新人的身份当中，为什么呢？因为这是真理。
And they're not my problem. I don't fellowship with them.
拉比说第九节提到这样子的人，他们不会是我的问题，因为我不会和他们打交道。
You can't talk to them. They have a different value system. How do I talk to somebody when they think they're me?
拉比说你与他们交谈的过程当中，你会发现他们有不同的价值体系。而我身为一个犹太人，我不知道要和这些觉得自己是犹太人的人说什么话。
Trust me, they're not me. I know me, and I know me's and my people. They're not us.
拉比说：“相信我，我知道我是谁，我知道犹太人是什么样子的，他们绝对不是犹太人。”我们再来看第十节。
Speaking to us, he says, "But because you've kept my command to preserve, I will also keep you in the hour of trial."
他是在对我们说的。他说：“你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候。”保守你免去你的试炼，我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
So the enemy, the Lord's warning you, the enemy's after your reward in heaven.
所以主正在提醒你，仇敌盯着你在天上所要得到的奖赏。
And how does he do that? He says you got to preserve in this hour.
那么我们怎么戒备呢？主说你要持守你所有的。
So I just said it a minute ago. I wouldn't have made it if it wasn't for him.
拉比说，所以我刚刚才跟你们分享，若不是神，我没有办法坚持到现在。
I want to make covenant with him on Sunday and renew my covenant with him under these chuppah with my family. And as we take communion and we make proclamations and we come and agree with a supernatural infusion of the Holy Spirit and fire and...The impartation of the restored tabernacle of David into our hearts, because we're the temples of the Holy Ghost.
在祝棚节聚会当中，我和我的家人要在圣堂的棚子下，被圣灵的烈火充满，重申我们与主所立的盟约，并且领圣餐与主联合。神也要将恢复大卫帐幕的责任放在我们的心里，因为我们的身体也是神借着圣灵所居住的圣殿。
It's offering it, and I want it so that I might be happy and peaceful and successful.
祝棚节的时候，在棚下我要领受神给我的这一些，因此欢喜、快乐和平安。
And when this trial comes, which I warned you between now and Hanukkah, it's going to be awful.
而且当患难来的时候，拉比说我已经警告你们，从现在一直到光明节这之间。情况会非常的不好。
I want this to be a time of promotion, safety, and harvest.
而这段试炼的期间，我们会拥有安全、被提升，还有大丰收。
Come on, give the Lord a shout.
我们给主一个呼喊。
Thus protecting the crown.
我们就是用这个方法来持守我们所有，并且保护属于我们的冠冕。
So Revelation 3:12.
继续来看第十二节，得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子。
How many know that those that do not have the impartation of the restored tabernacle of David will not be pillars in God's temple?
拉比说，你知道吗？如果神没有把重修大卫帐幕放在你的心里，你就不会做神殿中的柱子。
I don't care how many degrees they have, and how many.Seminaries they went to.
我不在乎他们有什么样的学历，或者是他们去过什么样的神学院。
He says, "He shall go out no more. I will write on him."
他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神臣的名，并我的新名，都写在他上面。
Your life actually becomes a letter in the spirit, where he actually brings a pen from heaven, so to say.
拉比说，你可以想象你的生命在灵里就成了一封信，神从天上的法庭带下一支笔。
And on it he writes your name as his name, and he says, where are they going, Jerusalem, and which one the new Jerusalem?
拉比说，我这样子来解释，是要你有这样的想象力，就是神在你生命这封信上面写上你和他的名字，那么这封信要被送到哪里去呢？要被送到新耶路撒冷去。
It's the thousand-year plan for your life.
所以神为你生命的计划是计划到千禧年。
So I told you that what's going to happen on Sunday is going to determine what happens to you the next 10 years. It actually expands out to the next 1,000 years.
所以我要告诉你，这个祝棚节对你而言是关乎你未来的十年，并且延伸直到千禧年。
Because you can't live here immature and rule and reign in the New Jerusalem for 1,000 years.
因为你无法从这里还能够住在新耶路撒冷，与耶稣一同作王掌权一千年。
I'm not here to teach this. I'm just giving you the reason and the urgency of why you need to be ready for Sunday.
此刻我并不是要教导这个主题，但是我要告诉你，为祝棚节做好准备是有迫切性的。
So it's interesting that this word was to the church of Philadelphia, but when he got done with the instruction in Revelation 3:13, he says, He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to all the churches.
虽然在启示录这段话是说给腓拉铁腓教会的，但是到第十三节的时候，他说，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
So he's talking to all the churches. You need to be listening to what I just said about the key of David, holiness and truth, and the key of David that opens no man can shut.
他是对所有教会所说的，所以你要留意我们刚刚所提到的圣洁、真实，以及大卫的钥匙，他所开了的门，没有人能够关上。
Because what he's saying is, if you're going to bind loose and do the Great Commission and do what I've asked you to do, if you don't do it with the power of the resurrected, restored tabernacle of David and the key of David, then you are a counterfeit.
他所表达的是，如果你想要捆绑和释放，并且完成大使命，做神交代我们所做的事，但是如果你不是以耶稣死里复活的大能，以及恢复大卫帐幕大卫钥匙的权柄，那么你就是一个假货。
Book of Acts dealt with that. Fake fire.
使徒行传也提到这样子伪装的属灵赝品。
So I want to talk to you about the key of David.
让我们来谈谈大卫的钥匙。
If you go to Isaiah 22 and 20, I shall be in that day, say that day is here.
我们来看以赛亚书22章第20节，这里提到到那日，拉比提到到那日的那日就是现在。
It's like the hyper grace movement is just like the clock and the time. It doesn't matter.
在现代的教会标榜神高度恩典的运动当中，他们认为没有神的时间表这回事。
Well, great. Doesn't matter to you, but it matters to me.
拉比说这些他们觉得不重要，但是对我而言很重要。
Much of an entrepreneurial businessman to know timing is everything.
比如说，也许因为我是一个在职场的企业家，所以我知道时机就是一切。
Everything in my life for 67 years has been timing.
在我67岁的生命当中，每一件事情都是跟时机有关。
I was born at 5/11/55 at 10:55.
我是在5月11号10:55出生的。
That's enough fives for grace.
这一连串的五都代表恩典。
Timing's everything.
时机就是一切。
So Isaiah 22 and 20, then it shall be in that day that I will call my servant Elekim.
那日我必召我仆人希勒家的儿子以利亚进来。
So he's a type of Messiah.
他是弥赛亚的预表。
Means God will establish, means rising.
他的名字代表神会建立并且兴起。
What was the theme from Rosh Hashanah all the way through the fall feast, Isaiah 60, verse 1, Arise and shine.
从新年吹角节一直到赎罪日到现在，主题是什么呢？就是兴起。以赛亚书60章第一节所说的兴起发光。
To rise up.
我们要兴起。
God's calling you to rise up. What, if he's calling you to arise, what he's saying is you can't see what I'm doing at the level you're at.
神要我们兴起，要我们站起来，这个原因是因为如果你不站起来，在你现在的处境跟位置，你没有办法看见我在做什么。
That word actually arise in the Hebrew is aliyah. It means that you have to come up into your real identity.
兴起在希伯来文就是 aliyah， 意思就是你要往上走，进入你真实的身份中。
Servant Elekim, the son of Kil.And then he says what? I clothe him with a robe.
主说到那日，我要召他来，将你的外袍给他穿上。
So he's now putting a priestly garment on him.
神将一个祭司袍穿在他的身上。
Isn't that what we were getting? All the words through this feast season was he is anointing us as kings and priests, but he's putting the focus on the priesthood side.
直到节期的现在，一直以来我们领受的话语都是神恩膏我们成为君王祭司，但是他把重点放在祭司的部分，将你的腰带给他系紧。
So a belt is symbolic of truth, the belt of truth, but it's also symbolic of authority.
腰带代表真理，也是代表权柄，就好像练武术的人，他们腰带有不同的颜色，代表他们的级数，你要不断的进步。
But the Lord has put this belt on Elihim.
在经文当中，神要为以利亚进来系上腰带，将政权交在他的手中，他必做耶路撒冷居民和犹大家的父。
But now here's this father coming up, and what we're walking in right now is Malachi chapter 4. We're walking in a season where I'm speaking to you in the spirit of Elijah.
在这经文当中出现了父，而我们此刻是走在马拉基书第四章的季节当中。拉比说，我在以利亚的灵里对你说话。
I'm speaking, I'm not saying I'm Elijah. I am speaking you into the spirit of Elijah.
拉比说，我的意思不是说我是以利亚，而是借着我的话，我们要一起进入以利亚的灵当中。
I'm telling you that the Lord isDoing something with the spiritual fathers and mothers, doing something, and he's making them fathers, and they understand what God is doing in the literal Jerusalem where the plumb line falls, and they are focused on that plumb line and filter everything prophetically and what they teach from there out to all ends of the earth.
神现在工作在这些属灵父母上，他们要有为父的心。他们明白神此刻在耶路撒冷所做的事情，这个耶路撒冷是实际的耶路撒冷，在那里神拉了一条准绳，这些被神呼召作为领袖有为父为母心肠的人，他们专注于神拉在耶路撒冷的这条准绳，并且他们所宣扬教导的事情是用他们先知性的眼光看见以耶路撒冷为中心直到地极所发生的事情。
I can't explain that, but you'll have to figure that one out.
我所告诉你的这个概念，你要靠着圣灵去心领神会。
But there'll be fathers whose plumb line in their heart is with Jerusalem and the house of Judah.
但是为父的心，他的准绳是拉在耶路撒冷以及犹太人身上的。
Where does he put the key of David?
所以神把大卫的钥匙放在哪里呢？
He puts it on Elihim.
神把他交给以利亚进来。二十二节他说，我必将大卫家的钥匙放在他肩头上，他开无人能关，他关无人能开。
Notice those he's, those are little h's. He says, I am giving this one like a father who is going to honor Jerusalem and Israel. I am going to give him an anointing to open and shut doors.
当我们念了很多他关无人能开，他开无人能关，这个他在英文是小写，所以是指人，意思是神要给的这个人，他有一个为父的心，并且他是一个尊荣耶路撒冷跟以色列的人，神要给他恩膏，使他能够把门打开或者是关上。
I am putting the government that my son paid for that was on his shoulders on this man.
我要把我的爱子耶稣基督他付上代价担在肩头上的政权赐给这样子的人。
And he's restoring the tabernacle of David. Might be nice to have the key to get in.
而要去重修大卫倒塌的帐幕，得拥有这把钥匙才能够进去。
And he will shut and no one will open.
他所关的门无人能开。
Opening doors is just as important as shutting doors.
把门打开很重要，但是能把门关上也是很重要的。二十三节，我必将他安稳，像钉子钉在坚固处，他必作为他父家荣耀的宝座。
Remember, a type of Christ, a type of Messiah. I will fasten him as a peg.
蜡笔说，记得以利亚进来是作为耶稣基督弥赛亚的预表，所以神说，我必将他安稳像钉子钉在坚固处。
So he can't be removed for a season for 33 years. He was fastened and then fastened to a tree.
所以在一个季节当中，耶稣道成肉身被坚固在世上33年，接着他被挂在十字架上。
They will hang on him the glory of his father's house.
他像钉子钉在坚固处，他必作为他父家荣耀的宝座。
Forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they do.
当耶稣的双臂被张开钉在十字架上的时候，他说，父啊，原谅他们，因为他们不知道他们所做的是什么。
The glory of the restored tabernacle of David, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the earth, was pegged, he hung on a tree.
在要恢复大卫倒塌帐幕的荣耀当中，这位要除去世人的罪的神圣洁羔羊被钉在十字架上。
And the offspring and the prosperity, all the vessels, small quantity, from the cups to all the pitchers, even that day, says the Lord of hosts, the peg that is fastened in the secure place will be removed.
他附加所有的荣耀，连儿带子孙都挂在他身上，好像一切小器皿从杯子到酒瓶挂上一样。万军之耶和华说，当那日钉在坚固处的钉子必压斜，被砍断落地，
and buried.
然后被埋到地里，
be cut down and fall.
被砍断落地，
and the burden that was on it will be cut off. For the Lord has spoken.
挂在其上的重担必被剪断，因为这是耶和华说的。
On the third day, and the third day, by of the house of David, Yeshua HaMashiach rose from the dead.
但是到了第三天，这位大卫家的拉比从死里复活了。
And he prepared a covenant act because the veil in the temple was rent.
当耶稣在十字架上断气的时候，圣所的布幔从上到下裂开了。耶稣为我们打开了来到父面前的那个门。
Because when there would be a restoration of the restored tabernacle of David, there had to be access to the Gentiles and his kings and priests.According to the order of Melchizedek.
要重修大卫倒塌帐幕之前，必须先让外邦人有门路，能够成为按照麦基洗德等次所立的君王祭司来到父的面前。
That's why when his cousin Yochanan the Immerser, John the Baptist, he said, I don't want to baptize you, wouldn't be right. And he said, oh no, we must make it right.
这也是为什么当施洗约翰看到耶稣说，我连为你提鞋都不配，我不能为你施行敬礼的时候，耶稣说，我们理当这样做，使一切都进入对的位置里。
The immersion of the restoration of the restored tabernacle of David.
这个敬礼就是为了恢复大卫的帐幕而受的敬礼。
The future glory of this temple, Haggai said, will be greater than the past glory, says the Lord of heaven's armies.
在哈该书二章九节，万军之耶和华说，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
And in this place, we welcome it. In this place,
主啊，我们欢迎你来到这里。
All need to welcome him in this place.
我们指着自己的心向神说，主啊，也欢迎你来到这里。
All of you online, you need to welcome them into your place.
所有从线上收听收看的朋友们，你们要欢迎神到你们所在的地方。
I, the Lord of Heaven's armies, have spoken. This glory of this temple is going to be released on Sunday, the Feast of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles 5783, to release the wholeness of the Father's hearts to the children and the children's hearts to the Father, according to the prophet Malachi, to restore the family, lest he strike the earth with a curse.
万军之耶和华说，这殿的荣耀要在这个5783年的祝棚节被释放在这里，同时要释放属于5783年所要恢复的完整，是根据先知马拉基所说，做父亲的心要转向儿女，做儿女的心要转向父亲，来恢复家庭，免得主来咒诅这地。
On it, and we'll talk more in Amos 9:11, where he says, "And I will restore and repair the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and these Gentiles who are called by my name does this thing."
在阿摩斯书9:11，神也说，我要恢复这大卫倒塌的帐幕，凡呼求主名的外邦信徒要一起来做成这事。
The Apostle Paul said, Jews and Gentile coming together as one new man, creating an abiding place, thus making peace.
使徒保罗说，犹太人和外邦信徒在一起，合一成为一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
The restored tabernacle of David will be released in Israel. The restored tabernacle of David will be released in the United States of America. The restored tabernacle of David will be released in all the sheep nations.
这恢复大卫倒塌帐幕的责任会落在以色列，落在所有绵羊国家的身上。
And a remnant will rise up in power and dominion, going into the seven mountains of influence and changing nations, networks, and mountains in a day.
渔民战士会兴起，会被赋予统领的权柄跟能力，进到七个山头上，发挥他们的影响力，在一日之间改变各山头的领域以及列国连结的网络。
So the Lord is asking you tonight, you allow him to infuse you.
所以今天晚上神也在问你，你愿不愿意让神以这样的呼召来充满你？
Or should he look for another?
或者神应该去找别的人呢？
It's like Esther.
这就像当初以斯帖的抉择。
So I'm going to ask that you all stand, and as we prepare our hearts and we prepareCLM, Kurt Landry Ministries, My Olive Trees, the House of David, the One New Man Embassy, as we prepare all of this, I'm going to ask that all the shofars come back down.
我要请你们站起来，然后随着大卫之家的会众以及所有克兰卓施工的伙伴预备自己的时候，我要请你们预备好你们的号角。
Father God, I just break every assignment of stress that has come from separation anxiety.
天父，我现在就要破除从分离焦虑所引起的这些压力。
Excessive worry from illness or death of parents or death of a loved one, I cut it off, or death from disaster.
害怕生病，害怕所爱的人死亡，我现在就奉主的名砍断这些死亡的任务。
Lord, I cut all the vain imagination that something bad is always going to happen.
神，我砍断那些觉得坏事总是会发生的想象力。
Thinking, I cut it off now in Yeshua's name.
我现在就奉耶稣基督的名砍断这些负面的思想。
Lord, I cut off that spirit of isolation and suicide, of being afraid to be home alone and depression that comes.
我奉耶稣基督的名砍断被孤立的灵以及自杀，害怕独处。
Lord, I break every assignment of repeated nightmares of being left or falling or feeling separated, being separated or lost. I break the assignment of those nightmares.
神，我现在就砍断这些接连不断的噩梦，总是梦到自己被隔绝、被分离，或者是失丧的噩梦。
Lord, I break all the assignments of headaches, migraines, stomach aches, neck and back.Heart palpitations, panic attacks, I cut it off now in the name of Yeshua.
现在要奉耶稣基督名砍断一切头痛、胃痛、肩颈酸痛、心绞痛、恐慌症的攻击。
In the name of Yeshua, we cut it off.
奉耶稣基督的圣名，我们将它统统砍断。
So tonight we're going to close with this instruction, because what's getting ready to happen is what the prophet Joel prophesied.
那么今天晚上我们要以以下的指示来结束，因为接下来所要发生的事情就是先知约珥所预言的。
He said, "Sound the trumpet in Jerusalem. Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us."
这是在约珥书二章一节，你们要在锡安吹角，在我圣山上吹出大声，国中的居民都要发战，因为耶和华的日子将到，已经临近。
So the message that we had with Jonah was the captain of the boat, the head mariner, went down into the belly of the boat and said, "Wake up, O you sleeper."
所以在赎罪日的信息当中，我们看到船长去对躲在船舱底下睡觉的约拿说，你这沉睡的人起来吧。
First thing we're going to do is we're going to sound an alarm and we're going to make a shout to ourselves and all of those watching. Let's make a great shout that we would awaken, because what did it say in Revelation? If you have ears to hear, let them hear.
所以接下来我们要做的事情就是呼喊和吹响号角。在呼喊跟号角声当中，我们要苏醒，因为在启示录上面说，让有耳能听的人就当听。
We want this message to be heard by as many people as possible in the spirit.
所以在灵里，我们希望今天这个信息被尽可能多的人听到。
Father God, we send the trumpet of the awakening blast. Let's give a great big shout.
所以我们说，天父，我们要传出这极大的号角声，让我们一起呼喊，以及吹角。Hallelujah.
Verse 23 says, "Rejoice, you people of Jerusalem, rejoice in the Lord your God, for the rain he sends demonstrates his faithfulness. Once more, the autumn rains will come, as will the rains of spring."
约珥书的二章二十三节这里说，锡安的民哪，你们要快乐，为耶和华你们的神欢喜，因他赐给你们合一的秋雨，为你们降下甘霖，就是秋雨、春雨和先前一样。
We are acknowledging and decreeing according to His word that in Green Country in Oklahoma that the drought is over. Broken, is that how you say it? Broken in Yeshua's name.
拉比说，因着这个经文，我们可以来宣告，在我们所在的奥克拉荷马州，干旱要结束，要破除，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Let's give a great big shout.
我们来吹响号角声，哈利路亚。
Let's go to verse 24 and all of us decree it over our nation and over this house and over your house. Let's decree it in the name of Jesus.
接着我们要奉耶稣基督的名，为我们的国家，为我们所在的地方，为我们的家庭宣告。第二十四节，禾场必满了麦子，酒榨与油榨必有新酒和油盈溢。
奉耶稣基督的圣名，
让我们吹响号角。
Hallelujah.
接着在聚会的最后，拉比请一对第一次来到大卫之家参与聚会的美籍非裔牧师上来宣读约珥书二章二十五到二十七节。我打发到你们中间的大军队，就是蝗虫、男子、马蚱、茧虫，那些年所吃的，我要补还你们。 你们必多吃而得饱足。就赞美为你们行奇妙事之耶和华你们神的名。我的百姓必永远不致羞愧。你们必知道我是在以色列人中间，又知道我是耶和华你们的神，在我以外并无别神。我的百姓必永远不致羞愧。
Let's give a great big shout.
让我们一起大声的呼喊。
Come on, give a great big shout.
我们一起大声的呼喊。
Hallelujah!
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 Wow, this is a blessing and an honor to be here with you. I really have enjoyed the teaching. It's really challenged me in some teaching that now I need to dig a little deeper into.
接着这位美籍非裔的牧师对拉比说，我真的很高兴我来到这里了，这是我的荣幸，并且你所教导的正挑战着我，我要好好的并且更深的去咀嚼它。
Wonderful. Come home.
拉比对他说，太好了，欢迎你回到家中。接着他们就彼此拥抱。
Bless you.
祝福你。
Bless you.
祝福你们。
God bless you and thank you so much. Shabbat shalom.
谢谢你们，安息日平安。